Now, if you guys will put up the 101, please. You can download this from Keith Moore's website. And I'll tell you what he did. God's will to heal. And he has, Keith has a big book that has this in it. And that's the title, God's Will to Heal. And he went through the scriptures and he put these in the first person. How do we know whether it's God's will to heal us or not? It makes little difference what others say about it. What did he say about it? Remember that God is no respecter of persons, Acts 10:34. He never changes, Malachi 3:6. So what he said to them yesterday, he's saying to you today. God's word is God speaking to me. Say that. God's word is God speaking to me. These statements are taken directly from the Bible with little or no variation. The verbs and construction have been changed to apply to you personally. To sum up the thoughts in some instances, also many of these statements are prefaced with phrases like, if you walk in my commandments, if you believe and obey and so forth. What did God say? 101 things God said. I am the Lord that healeth thee. Exodus 15:26. Your days shall be 120 years. Genesis 6:3. You shall be buried in a good old age. Genesis 15:15. You shall come to your grave in full age like a shock of corn cometh in his season. Job 5:26. When I see the blood, I will pass over you, and the plague shall not be upon you to destroy you. Exodus 12:13. I will take sickness away from the midst of you, and the number of your days I will fulfill. Exodus 23:25-26. I will not put any of the diseases you're afraid of on you, but I'll take all sickness away from you. Deuteronomy 7:15. It will be well with you, and your days shall be multiplied and prolonged as the days of heaven upon the earth. Deuteronomy 11:9-21. I turn the curse into a blessing unto you because I love you. Deuteronomy 23:5, Nehemiah 13:2. And remember this, I believe I receive it. I believe I receive my healing. I believe it. I have redeemed you from every sickness and every plague. Deuteronomy 28:61, Galatians 3:13. As your days, so shall your strength be. Deuteronomy 33:25. I have found a ransom for you. Your flesh shall be fresher than a child's, and you shall return to the days of your youth. Job 33:24-25. I have found a ransom for you. You know what his name is?
Jesus.
Glory to God. Amen. I have healed you and brought up your soul from the grave. I have kept you alive from going down into the pit. Psalm 30:1-2. I will give you strength and bless you with peace. Psalm 29:11. I will preserve you and keep you alive. Psalm 41:2. I will strengthen you upon the bed of languishing. I will turn all your bed in your sickness. Psalm 41:3. I am the health of your countenance and your God. Psalm 43:5. No plague shall come nigh your dwelling. Psalm 91:10. I will satisfy you with long life. Psalm 91:16. I heal all your diseases. Psalm 103:3. I sent my word and healed you and delivered you from your destructions. Psalm 107:20. You shall not die but live and declare my works. Psalm 118:17. I heal your broken heart and bind up your wounds. Psalm 147:3. The years of your life shall be many. Proverbs 4:10. Trusting me brings health to your navel and marrow to your bones. Proverbs 3:8. My words are life to you and health and medicine to all your flesh. Proverbs 4:22. My good report makes your bones fat. Proverbs 15:30. My pleasant words are sweet to your soul and health to your bones. Proverbs 16:24. My joy is your strength. A merry heart does good like a medicine. Nehemiah 8:10, Proverbs 17:22. Ha 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 ha. I'm strong. The eyes of the blind shall be opened. The eyes of them that see shall not be dim. Isaiah 32:3 and 35:5. The ears of the deaf shall be unstopped. Number 32. The tongue of the dumb shall sing. The tongue of the stammerer shall be ready to speak plainly. Isaiah 35:6 and 32:4. The lame man shall leap as a hart or a deer. Isaiah 35:6. I will recover you and make you to live. I am ready to save you. Isaiah 38:16 and 20. I give power to the faint. I increase strength to them that have no might. Isaiah 40:29. I will renew your strength. I will strengthen and help you. Isaiah 40:31 and 41:10. To your old age and gray hairs, I will carry you and I will deliver you. Isaiah 46:4. I bore your sickness. I carried your pain. I was put to sickness for you. Isaiah 53:10. With my stripes you are healed. I will heal you, Isaiah 57:19. Your light shall break forth as the morning, and your health shall spring forth speedily, Isaiah 58:8. I will restore health to you. I will heal you of your wounds, saith the Lord, Jeremiah 30:17. Behold, I will bring it health and cure. I will cure you and will reveal unto you the abundance of peace and truth. Jeremiah 33:6. I will bind up that which was broken and will strengthen that which was sick. Ezekiel 34:16. Behold, I will cause breath to enter into you and you shall live. I shall put my spirit in you, and you shall live. Whithersoever the rivers shall come shall live, they shall be healed, and everything shall live where the river comes. Ezekiel 47:9. Seek me, and you shall live. Amos 5:4-6. I have risen with healing in my wings. Malachi 4:2. Now the New Testament. I will be thou clean. Matthew 8:3. I took your infirmities. Matthew 8:17. I bore your sicknesses. Matthew 8:17. If you are sick, you need a physician. I am the Lord, your physician. Matthew 9:12 and Exodus 15:26. I am moved with compassion toward the sick and I heal them. Matthew 14:14. I heal all manner of sickness and all manner of disease. Matthew 4:23. According to your faith, be it done unto you. Matthew 9:29. I give you power and authority over all unclean spirits to cast them out and to heal all manner of sickness and all manner of disease. Matthew 10:1 and Luke 9:1. I heal them all. Matthew 12:15 and Hebrews 13:8. As many as touch me are made perfectly whole. Matthew 14:36. Healing is the children's bread. Matthew 15:26. I do all things well. I make the deaf to hear and the dumb to speak. Mark 7:37. If you can believe, all things are possible to him that believeth. Mark 9:23, Mark 11:33 and 24. When hands are laid on you, you shall recover. My anointing heals the brokenhearted, delivers the captives, recovers sight to the blind, and sets at liberty those that are bruised. Luke 4:18, Isaiah 10:27, and 61:1. I heal all those who have need of healing. Luke 9:11. I'm not come to destroy men's lives, but to save them. Luke 9:56. Behold, I give you authority over all the enemy's power, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. Luke 10:19. Sickness is satanic bondage, and you ought to be loose today. Say it again. I take it today. Glory to God. In me is life. John 1:4. I am the bread of life. I give you life. John 6:33 and 35. The words that I speak unto you are spirit and life. John 6:63. I am come that you might have life and that you might have it more abundantly. John 10:10. I am the resurrection and the life. John 11:25. If you ask anything in my name, I will do it. John 14:14. Faith in my name makes you strong and gives you perfect soundness. Acts 3:16. I stretch forth my hand to heal. Acts 4:30. I, Jesus Christ, make you whole. Acts 9:34. I do good and heal all that are oppressed of the devil. Acts 10:38. My power causes diseases to depart from you. Acts 19:12. The law of the Spirit of life in me has made you free from the law of sin and death. Romans 8:2. The same Spirit that raised me from the dead now lives in you, and that Spirit will quicken your mortal body. Romans 8:11. Your body is a member of me. 1 Corinthians 6:15. Your body is the temple of my spirit, and you're to glorify me in your body. 1 Corinthians 6:19 and 20. If you will rightly discern my body, which was broken for you, and judge yourself, you'll not be judged. You'll not be weak, sickly, or die prematurely. 1 Corinthians 11:29 through 31. I have set gifts of healing in my body. 1 Corinthians 12:9. My life may be made manifest in your mortal flesh. 2 Corinthians 4:10 and 11. I have delivered you from death. I do deliver you. And if you will trust me, I will yet deliver you. 2 Corinthians 1:10. Whoa. Someone was delivered from nicotine, tobacco. Just as we read that. Well, hey, in fact, whatever has you captive and addicted right now, I declare you free. I declare you free. Now say it, I'm free. In the name of Jesus, by the authority of His blood, I am free from all bondage. One man that he was... young man that came to Keith Moore about this. And Keith told him, he said, will you do exactly? He said, I can't quit. He said, don't ever say that anymore. Amen. Don't be telling yourself or anybody else, you can't quit. He said, but he said, Brother Moore, I can't. He said, now don't, will you do what I tell you to do? Well, yeah. He said, every time you take a cigarette out of that package, you say, thank you, Lord. I'm going to smoke this to your glory. And he said, go ahead and smoke it. But he said, Brother Keith, I'll still be smoking. No, no. He said, no, you listen to me. You do exactly what I tell you. Okay, I'll do what you say. And so every time, and he said, every puff you take, you praise God. I'm smoking this to the glory of God. And he did that for a while. Well, you know what happened to him. I mean, it totally separated him from him. The word of God will separate you from habits. Pornography. You are free from pornography. You are free from it. That's a killer. What number are we on now? Number 89. Thank you. I have given you my name and have put all things under your feet, including addictions. I've put all things under your feet. Ephesians 1, 21, 22. I want it to be well with you and I want you to live long on the earth. Ephesians 6, 3. I have delivered you from the authority of darkness. Colossians 1, 13. I will deliver you from every evil work, 2 Timothy 4:18. I tasted death for you. I destroyed the devil who had the power of death. I've delivered you from the fear of death and bondage. Hebrews 2:9, 14 and 15. I wash your body with pure water. Hebrews 10:22 and Ephesians 5:26. Lift up the weak hands and the feeble knees. Don't let that which is lame be turned aside, but rather let me heal it. All lameness, all kinds of problems with the knees, the hips, the back, the ankles, anything that's causing you trouble in your walking, anything that's lame, anything that's lame, say it. I let you heal it, Jesus.
I take it now.
I take strength in my legs. Strength in my hips.
Strength in my back.
In the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Number 96, let the elders anoint you and pray for you in my name, and I'll raise you up. James 5, 14 and 15. Pray for one another and I'll heal you. James 5, 16. By my stripes you were healed. 1 Peter 2, 24. My divine power has given unto you all things that pertain unto life and godliness through the knowledge of me. 2 Peter 1, 3. Whosoever will, let him come and take of the water of life freely. Revelation 22, 17. Beloved, I wish above all things that you may be in health. 3 John 2. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. Now don't come up to me and say, well, I just wonder if it's God's will to heal me. Yes. Decidedly yes. I said yes.
Back in 2005, I played college softball, fast pitch softball as a catcher, horrible knees, all that stuff. So I had many knee surgeries. Lots of injuries. My doctors had me on a low-level fentanyl patch, and I'd had a knee surgery in April of 2005. I asked the doctor, you know, is it safe to put my patch on and when? And he said, the anesthesiologist said, well, when you get home tonight, you can do it. So I went home that night, put it on. Well, what they never had told me was that a heated waterbed, heat makes the fentanyl just dump into your body. And so, well, I didn't wake up for like 5 days, but my husband the next morning was like, couldn't get me up. And so, long story short, when the paramedics got there, I was breathing 2 times a minute, was blue, they couldn't find a pulse. 4 or 5 days later, well, they had my knee wrapped so tight on my knee that it cut off the circulation and the ligaments, nerves from my knee down to my foot, and then my foot went like a drop foot because it didn't have control over it. And so had surgery to kind of fix that, but it's been stuck in this position. So I haven't been able to really do anything other than, you know, it was like, I wouldn't live through the night. Then if I lived through the night, I'd be a vegetable. I wouldn't walk, you know, just proving them wrong left and right. God's just awesome. And so we were here last night, and I heard the Lord say that I needed to be here tomorrow. And so my husband had something he was doing this morning. I said, Kevin, I feel like God wants us to be there. And so he canceled his plans, and we came. And when we said the prayer and all that kind of stuff, I just continued to just, you know, I'm like, okay, I think I can do more and a little bit. And when I got up over here, I was like able to jump up and down. And it just confirmed to me that, you know, I was hearing him, and, you know, that he's a faithful God and loving God. And, healing God.
The anointing is manifestation of the blessing of Abraham, which is on us.
When he created man in the beginning, one of the first things he did was pronounce his blessing upon him, because it was his intent that man experience increase all the days of his life.
Join us for the Omaha Victory Campaign with Kenneth Copeland and Jerry Savelle, November 9th through the 11th. Register at kcm.org/omaha today.
Hello, I'm Larry Warren. God is love and his love endures forever. As we put God's word first place in our lives, Ephesians 3:17-20 tells us what the power of love will do in us. That Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith, that you being rooted and grounded in love may be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the breadth and length and depth and height, and to know the love of Christ, which passes knowledge, that you might be filled with all the fullness of God. Now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all we ask or think, according to the power that works in us. His mighty power at work within us gives us the ability to live in the fullness of God in every area of life, spiritually, physically, financially, and socially, praise God. Today is offering day on the Believer's Voice of Victory. Brother Copeland has shared Galatians 6:6-8 as our foundation scripture for the broadcast. In those verses of scripture, we learn how those who have been taught in the word should share in all good things with those who have trained them. It goes on to say, whatever you plant is what your harvest will be. When you plant in response to God, it allows the Spirit of God to do a work in you, and the end result is you will harvest a good crop in life, both now and eternally. There's an eternal reward to sowing into the kingdom of God, and we want to give you an opportunity to sow into the word you've heard and received this week. Praise the name. Thank you, partners, for your faithful giving and support into Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Kenneth and Gloria Copeland love and appreciate you and pray for you every day. Because of you, they're able to fulfill the calling they received from the Lord more than 55 years ago, to preach this uncompromised word of faith from the top of the world to the bottom and all the way around the middle. And now, generations of families around the world have heard and received the good news of the gospel. As you sow your financial seed, let me pray for your abundant harvest. Heavenly Father, you love a cheerful giver. And according to your promise, every good thing that any man does, the same shall be done unto them by our Lord Jesus Christ. On behalf of your anointing, your holy word, and by your Holy Spirit, I declare the blessing over every sower of this broadcast. All sufficiency in all things be made available unto them so that they may abound to every good work. I call their due season into manifestation and their harvest abundant in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you. We'll see you next time. This is Brother Larry reminding you, God loves you, we love you, and Jesus is Lord.
Kenneth and Gloria Copeland would like to thank you for praying and sowing into Kenneth Copeland Ministries. We are believing with you for your abundant harvest. To sow your financial seed, you can text the letters KCM to 36609, go online to kcm.org/give, or call 800-600-7395. Your giving has helped send the word of faith from the top of the world to the bottom and all the way around the middle.